first we were like computer duo on keyboards, the two of us plinking and plonking, but we learned how to use the rest of our fingers now.
A bit digital and very electric, Mick Jones and Tony James could be pigeonholed by their former bands, but instead, they're rejecting any thought of has-been status by making more music as Carbon Silicon. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The Clash, Generation X, Big Audio Dynamite. Each band has left a distinct impression on rock and punk as we know it, and two of the musicians responsible are Mick Jones and Tony James. Although each followed a different path in music, the native Londoners have some 35 years of friendship behind them, and over the past 6 years started a duo project called Carbon Silicon. The name describes a combination of new technology and straight-ahead fingers on a six-string, and the digital side also led to the band distributing much of its earlier material exclusively online. But Mick and Tony finally decided to release a proper album, and the record, The Last Post, also brought the guys to FUV. Now, you guys started this band recently, but you got a history that
six,
goes...
Well, we started this 6 years ago. It's recent compared with our history.
Our history is like his dad was a carpenter and mine was a cab driver.
And we've known each other 35 years, so, you know, it's a long time.
And it was music that you first connected with? Through music?
Yeah, we saw each other at a heavy metal kids gig.
Glam rock, we came together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've tried to stay friends ever since. We're trying not to mess it up by being in a band together.
And it's kind of crazy, too, thinking of two guitarists starting a band, because it's not really the way...
Well, I used to be a bass player until Mick suggested I get a couple of extra strings. You know,
we're all bass players at one time or another, and then we think we can handle two more strings, and then we go,
there's a conspiracy in trying for a cut. I think we should be free to do what we want to do. You may well roll over, but don't expect me to go alone. Hold it, wait a minute, I ain't done nothing wrong. Where will they welcome us if open arms and we are on the run? We have some fun. What they're trying to tell us is really just a con. Hasn't anybody noticed what's been going on?
Tell us about the guitars you're playing. They clearly look like they have a mile or two on them.
Mine's a vintage, obviously, but it's like a especially light one because it's called a thin line.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I thought
it's
too.
Yeah, really. Fender Telly.
It's thin line and it has a hollow body, and so it's quite light. Because in the old days, I used to have to put a load of flannel, flannel in, towel in, and then gaffer tape my hips.
Right.
Because the guitar would smash my
hips.
That's
down your trousers
so much,
these days.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, now I don't. It's fine. Now I don't need to bother.
How long have you had that guitar? Is it one that you've had for a long time?
I took it from somebody else. And so now it's mine.
Yeah. And this is a Les Paul Junior, which I'm using today to record. Sounds great in the studio, and it's a 58.
And that's the kind of one that I did on the first Clash album. Yeah. I used to play one of those.
Yeah, we'd like to have guitars that are younger than us.
It's like, yeah, definitely, if we can manage that. Just about. Just about.
People start caring about what they eat. People start smiling at everyone they meet. People start looking good instead of bad. Realizing they could lose what they always had. People started crying instead of being crushed. People started slowing down instead of being rushed. People started looking with very different eyes at this information that comes as a surprise. Good morning, here's the
at FUV, it's Mick Jones, Tony James, and Carbon Silicon with the news. You'll find the complete conversation and other exclusive interviews in the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.